Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, with all the old pharmacies, they go out of business, and then all of a sudden, they try to make a new store out of it. They convert it to something.
Yeah, Rite Aid is going through that right now.
I mean, a lot of them. And now, there are people are looking for any kind of new way to do a life hack or create something new. Well, a lot of hospitals around the United States are planning to convert former restaurants or pharmacies with the drive-thrus into a drive-through medical office.
They've got those.
Yeah?
I mean, on Stone Avenue, Prismas and opened up where the Rite Aid was.
Yeah, so you go through, you order what you want, and then they have to biggie size it, and
I don't know if it's a drive-through that's actually open, but they're taking over those buildings.
This is a drive-through.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, so you go through and like you get your checkup or whatever, and the doctor's like, first of all, it's the nurse comes out and she's going to take your blood pressure. You put your arm up there to the window and get your blood pressure, and she's like, just sit tight, doctor, will be here in just a second.
I don't believe you. That's not possibly how it works.
It'd be fun, especially when you get a prostate exam. You just drive up, bend over.
I don't want a biggie size ass. Yeah.
That's neat. I mean, why not?
I would like to read about this.
Well, it's several drive-up bays is what they're saying, where patients can talk to the doctor.
I do like the idea of making buildings that no longer, like Rite Aids and stuff, turning it into something else.
Right.
Like, I was going to say a discotheque, but how old am I?
And not only that, but, I mean, are they big enough for that? Like, maybe a big
small
one.
Small ones.
Yeah, like, Rite Aid wasn't huge, but.
So you say these drive-up bays, it kind of reminded me of, like, a Jiffy Lube.
It could be
you
that.
Drive through.
Yeah, squat.
Doctor's under there.
There you go.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think that's a good idea.
Yep. It's like you can check the cartel pipe and mine too. So it's kind of interesting. How about your prescriptions? Like you can biggie size that. On a biggie size my prescriptions.
But I mean, why not? You can get like the flu shot if you get the flu shot.
Well, you can already do this at CVS right now.
But not at the drive-thru.
Probably not. You did once.
I did.
But you can go inside and get it.
How are they going to do the turn your head and cough thing? It's got to be strategic. You might have to get out of your car for that one.
Stand on your hood.
Yeah. So kind of interesting, though, for drive-ups. But I think they're always looking for new ways to do things, Tom. I know you don't seem like this would work, but I think it would.
I haven't understood it yet. So far, you haven't painted a picture for me. I don't know.
It's a drive-thru that you get medical help at.
I don't see how. I mean, you're in your car and
just
how you get medical.
It.
I'm
always looking for a drive-thru. There's a lot of times I don't go to restaurants. If I'm on my way home from work and I'm hungry, I won't go into a restaurant and order something to take home. I look for a drive-thru.
And how many times you sit at the doctor's office and it takes 2 or 3 hours to just get a quick little checkup you could do in 16 minutes?
Yep.
But part of me believes that you really don't care about your health if you're willing to go through a drive-thru health checkup.
Well, I don't feel like going in with all the other sick people.
Well, yeah, but are you really going to trust that you're getting an actual diagnosis or whatever?
Well, wait a minute. Think about, you got the teledocs now that, like, they'll talk to you on a video.
Yeah, right? But at least, like, you can show what's wrong. You can show them a video of
time
everything.
Out. You mean sometimes do you, like, stop and squat over your iPad?
No.
Or iPhone? It's like, hey, I got a rash down here. I got to show you, doc. And then they give you that evaluation.
I've sent pictures on teledoc.
Have you really?
Yeah. Nothing. being vulgar, but right. I have sent pictures to
a doctor. Of course, that's how it works.
This is kind of drooping right now, and I need your advice, Doc.
What's going on here? If I had a drive-through, I'd go by that. It's becoming a lot easier these days.
Okay.
Well, I could just see you pulling around behind the back of the... Yeah, could I help you?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm here for a flu shot. Uh-huh. I need to get a checkup.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I've been coughing some.
I think I...
drive around.
Yeah, or... hopefully they'll get those boxes fixed, because I want to make sure I can understand what they're prescribing. Did you read back the prescription?
Well, based on what prescriptions look like, that's kind of how they are when doctors write them. You don't understand.
It's like, I want some fresh ones, too, if you can do that with no salt.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, the government has gotten so involved in parenting, it's kind of stupid. We had that situation in Georgia not long ago where the kid walked to this store, and he's 10 years old, and they arrested the mom for child neglect or something. And then now you got a lady on TikTok who did this stunt where they crack eggs on the foreheads of their unsuspecting friends and family members. She did it on her kid. And in Sweden, she got convicted of harassment and had to pay her daughter $2,000 in damages. Here's the really crazy part. Her daughter didn't even make a complaint. Huh. Someone else did, and the prosecutor picked it up and ran with it and argued to a judge that it wasn't fun, it was cruel.
Oh, my. There's her funny videos.
Yes.
The kids don't expect the egg to be cracked on their head.
It doesn't hurt them.
No.
Yeah, and there was like the dad that said, I want to crack two eggs on your head. If I crack two eggs on your head, you can crack two eggs on mine. And then he cracks just one egg and goes, I'm done.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Well, the judge says, you simply don't do that to a child. To record and humiliate the child and then broadcast it to thousands of people is incredibly degrading. It's a reckless act. I mean, good God, it's just a prank.
Yeah.
But then you go further and the government's getting involved in Virginia. The governor just signed a bill that limits minors to 1 hour of social media per day. It bans kids under the age of 16 for using social media for more than an hour. Now, here's the really stupid part about this. First of all, I do think social media, less of it is good, but that's the parents' decision, not the government's. Number two, they have no way of enforcing this. It's just a stupid law they made up that they don't have any way to actually enforce.
You're going to have some Karen that likes to be in everyone's business at a restaurant. You got your kid there quiet playing on his iPad. They'll call the police going, I've been here. That kid's been on here, that computer
for
since
hour,
I've
15
been
minutes.
Here.
Yeah. And you know what? That's going to be so silly of her, because then they're going to, well, I guess they would come pick up the kid and the mom and they'd have a quiet dinner after that.
I can't help it, though. I do get sucked into watching those Karen videos on Reels on Facebook.
They
make me
mad.
Seeing these Karens. So, again, there's pros and cons to that one.
Yeah, but the bad case, they'll end up like doing DSS and taking kids away from parents because they let their kid on Instagram for an hour and a half.
Right.
That's just ridiculous.
We
need to stand up to this crap.
I could not be a good parent with this kind of law.
But it's really ridiculous that they would even bother to make this law, because all it does is it allows them to punish some people occasionally under weird circumstances, and everyone else is going to continue to do it. It's just a way. There's a book called Atlas Shrugged, and they say the reason they make so many laws is that you're always breaking one of them, and they can pick it out whenever they need to get you in trouble.
And then they'll trump up charges on you, too.
Right.
They'll say, oh, okay, you did an hour and 5 minutes on social media, but also what you did is you neglected to keep an eye on this, and then they're gonna, I don't know, they just
get
a whole bunch of stuff
of them getting into your family and possibly taking your kid away or something is way worse for the kid than a few hours on social media.
Like, Timmy, if you gonna watch your iPad for more than an hour, close those blinds.
But this is messed up, and you know there's people that are out there right now going, well, this is a good idea.
Yeah.
It's a horrible idea.
Well, I do believe limiting social media for younger viewers is very good.
Well, but it's a horrible way to do it.
Ultimately, I think it's going to happen one day. There's going to be more people in jail than out of jail.
You're right. Because we've made so much stuff illegal. America has the most incarcerated people in the world per capita.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are we going to do when we're in jail when we don't have a cell phone?
Hey, we get three squares.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
And got to go out to the yard and pump some iron.
I get three squares and I don't have to pump iron or sit in a cell.
I'm sure you do more than three squares a day.
Well, they're not square, Kato. They're not good for me. Anyway, if you're someone who gives a crap about this stuff, this is another example of the world going to you-know-where in a handbasket fast.
Well, what's so scary is that's Virginia.
Right. Don't go to Virginia.
I know. Well, Virginia is a bad place, just to let you know. They also, well, I think,
hold on, Ray Caverns is there.
Oh, well, here's another thing. I think they're the ones that outlawed radar detectors. I think they're illegal in Virginia. If I'm wrong, then okay, maybe it's not as bad as I said, but I think I'm right.
It's just like the internet. We're making up stuff right now.
No, I'm not making it up. But anyway, that's just another example where parenting needs to be done by the parents and not by the government.
Yeah, let us mess our kids up the way we want to.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, we're celebrating Mother's Day this Sunday, and I came across an interesting statistic, and my first thought was different than once I actually looked into it. They say that every family dynamic is unique, but if you have a mother you'd like to celebrate this weekend, there's a good chance that she was the most involved person in your daily activities. 52% of people said their mom was the most involved. And my first thought was, well, that's about half. It's, you know, so, but it turns out the other half wasn't dad. 32% said both parents equally, and 7% said mainly dad. So mom was involved in our daily activities far more than dad. And of course, you know, if you go back enough years, it was before we always had both parents working. So moms, a lot of times, were stay-at-home moms.
Right.
So that makes sense.
My mom wasn't a stay-at-home mom, but she dealt with us way more than dad did. Dad was way hands-off.
Well, they said 77% said their mom was most involved in housework. Only 14% said equally, and only 3% said it was mainly their father. But again, going back years, dad was the one who went to work every day. He came home and he kicked off his shoes and he was done. And mom had stayed home to take care of the kids. And she's like, hey, get over here and help me.
Yeah.
But they said that 44% said they are closer to their mother. 36% said they're equally close to both parents. And 14% said they were tighter with their father. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say I started off closer with my mother. But as time went on, I grew closer to my father. Not closer than my mother, but I started to realize more and appreciate more what he had done.
I think kids are have a closer relationship with their mother because they're the ones that feed them.
Well, and it's nurturing, too. Well, mothers are nurturing.
Yeah. They are.
And fathers are more, I think, a lot of times more of the disciplinarian.
I don't know about that. My mom was the one that spanked me. Every time I got a spanking. My dad spanked me twice in my life. I remember those spankings because they were super bad. But my mom would spank me. And then you get to a certain age where it's like you try not to giggle when your mama's spanking you because...
You're like, this is funny. It just doesn't hurt like it used to when I was young.
I told you that was, I remember the last spanking me and my sister both got when my mom was pregnant with my little brother. And she had a big belly. And we're laughing. And she keeps trying to spank us. And I'm like, Dina, you just had to fake cry at this point. Yeah. So we fake cried so she would stop.
I mean, imagine, because she's rearing back with that little spanking spoon and her big belly's rearing back too.
Yeah.
It's like, why?
So that was the last one I got.
Well, obviously, we all grew up different, too, because they said 42% said their mom helped them with their homework the most. 20% said both parents equally, and only 13% said it was their dad. In my house, dad helped with homework because mom didn't know all the math and stuff.
What's this helping with homework stuff?
What's homework? I don't ever remember doing homework.
If I did it, mom would help me, I guess. Or it'd be somebody on the bus because I'd do all my homework on the bus because I had an hour-long bus ride to school.
Ooh.
But I have to say that some of this could be reversed because my sister and I, we grew up in a single-parent home. So mom had us the first 10 years of our lives. But then there are some dads who actually are moms because they're raising their kids.
That's what I do. I mean, I'm doing – that's why I hate homework so much. I can't even do it. I love homework passes.
You're always going straight to the back of the book. Are the answers still back here?
Just the odd number ones.
It's tough, though, because you know what? As a single parent, you are trying to figure out dinner. You're trying to get homework done. You're trying to go play, 15 minutes of basketball with one of the kids, and it gets busy.
And juggle.
Yeah.
2 out of 5 said they turned to their mother more for advice. 1 out of 3 said both parents equally, and just 16% said they turned to their father usually. Mm-hmm. I think it depended on what the advice was about, too.
Or what they needed.
Yeah.
Because kids generally go to dad for money, for the things like that. Right. Because dad's got the money.
And then you go to your mom for, like, how do you kiss a girl, mom? And stuff like that, you know.
You're sick.
But, you know, my dad always had the same response to anything I asked him. So I just
go
finally,
ask your mother.
I finally, well, that or, like, if I had an issue with a job, oh, I'm getting mad at my job, I just quit.
Wow.
So everything was, I just quit. I'm like, yeah, I'm having a hard time with it. Well, I'd just quit if I was you. You wouldn't have a hard time anymore, would you? I'm like, I mean, it's great advice. That's, I cannot follow your advice, Dad. You.
Well, they say that it depends on the family, obviously, and it also depends on the skill of the parent, like especially with homework and stuff like that, and advice. I mean, like I would go to my dad for advice about car stuff or something like that. I don't really remember going to them at all for girl advice. That was like you dealt with that on your own.
Really? I went to mom on that stuff.
You didn't even go to your mom?
Not for girl advice, no, because it was like, I think you were too embarrassed to tell your parents about it, too.
Yeah, but you go to your friends, and they're telling you all kinds of crazy stuff that ain't true.
Oh, I know. That's frightening. But that also means, like, that's why you were a late bloomer.
Me?
Because you didn't get married until later on in life, because you didn't ask advice early on.
No, I couldn't find anyone. It took me forever to find a good one.
The perfect one.
But I did, and now, look, I'm still married because I picked carefully.
Worth the wait.
Or if it's the one that finally said, yeah.
Yeah. No. I had a couple of good options along the way, but I waited till the right situation came along.
Good advice from dads that I've gotten in the past is, like, don't give up. So you didn't give up.
Well, your dad told you to quit everything.
That's why I'm not married.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've told you guys that I have the same problem that Brad Pitt has. Mm-hmm. And no, I don't mean too much stunning good looks or too much of an overwhelmingly personable attitude.
Right, yeah.
But I have a problem that he has in remembering people's faces and their names.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you just cannot store a picture of someone's face very well in your mind. So when you see them later, you don't remember their name because you don't even remember their face.
Well, I remember faces. It's the names I forget.
Okay.
Because I met someone Thursday at the charity event I was at, and I saw them again Saturday night, and she remembered me.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm like, oh, gosh, you got to tell me your name again, because I remember talking to her at the party Thursday. But yeah. I'm like, please tell me your name again. I'm sorry.
You're better off than I am, because at least they're like, well, he remembered me, just didn't remember my name. I don't remember their face.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't have any idea who you are. And so.
Well, Cato had been drinking Thursday, too.
And Saturday.
Okay.
Right. And it's tough, because it's no disrespect to that person. No. I'm just incapable of doing it. So I'm always on the lookout for ways to try to remember people's names.
Okay.
And I stumbled across a guy who is a memory expert. There is such a thing, apparently.
I'm sorry, what?
He's actually a memory champion is the technical term for it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And he has a trick that he shared that can help some of you. I don't think it can help me, but it can help others out there.
Well, that's a big excuse. I think you can embrace this, Tom, and actually use these.
It won't work because I don't remember their face to begin with.
I'll be honest, Tom forgot me a couple times.
Who are you? So he says whenever someone tells you their name, create an entertaining mental picture of them and put something in that mental picture that makes you think of their name. For example, if you met someone named Ross, picture him in the apartment with the Friends TV cast.
Well, yeah.
And really picture him there. So the next time you see him, you'll associate that memory with him in that movie or show.
Yeah, especially if his girlfriend's Rachel.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
I've done that for years, like associated with some kind of celebrity that I know, because that's one that will kind of click my brain. Mm-hmm. Also, something that they may have done, like, you know, if like Farty Marty. I remember him.
What did he do?
But you rhyme names too with whatever that person is. Or
okay,
does.
This is my thing, not yours.
Yeah, okay.
But you can add yours at the end if
like
you want.
Like Smelly Debbie, or you know.
That doesn't rhyme. So that's why I will stick with mine that actually you can use.
Well, this is the expert.
Now, here's another thing that he says. If someone has a less sitcom friendly name, you can try to come up with another angle. For example, if you met someone named Hasiba, H-A-S-I-B-A.
I never have.
Well, you might. Mm. Picture her laughing with a zebra, because has plus zebra equals Hasiba, or close to
it. That's a stretch, and you were laughing at me, not rhyming Debbie, Smelly
Debbie.
He says
if you get in the habit of making these mental pictures, you'll be able to remember the names of people for a long time, even if you go months before seeing them again.
The only thing about that is, and I've tried to do the whole name affiliation thing to try to remember, but I forget everything they're talking to me about at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, then they'll ask me a question. I'm sorry, I'm trying to remember your name for the last 5 minutes you've been talking, but I can't.
Well, see, like when I first met you, Cato, I put your name and I said, all right, I'm going to imagine Cato jumping over the fence to get away from OJ because OJ's chasing him because he knows he really did it or something like that.
Okay.
So
I associated you with the Green Hornet's sidekick, Cato.
Oh, well, good, because there's been several that I've been associated with.
Yeah, that was not a good movie, though.
Which one?
Green Hornet.
Oh.
With Seth Rogen.
I'm so horrible with superheroes. Because you don't even see their face.
Well, that's true. They have a mask on, so it's hard to recognize.
It's hard to recognize them.
I think some of these are good ideas, and I think association is always a good idea. Even if they look like a certain celebrity, sometimes you can do that.
I just think name tags should be mandatory.
I think so. That's a good idea.
Mandatory.
Wake up and put one on every day.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Who is the person's name? What is their name of the person that has the zebra?
A zebra.
Close.
Yeah.
Cato, I think you might be the better person.
Hasiba.
Hasiba.
Hasiba. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, it works, but never mind.
That's not even a good example. I've never met a person named that.
Well, that's all the more reason to need to remember that.
I don't think I will ever meet somebody.
You don't have any idea whether you'll meet someone.
Unless
I
go overseas, maybe.
No way. There are lots of people from the Middle East that live here. That sounds like a Middle Eastern name to me.
And you've met somebody named that?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay. All right.
I want to go back to just Deb.
Yeah.
Hey, Deb.
Can we just go Todd?
Okay, Deb.
Bob.
Little Debbie Snack Cakes.
That's a good one.
You would think of her with some Swiss rolls sticking out of her pockets.
Thank you, because that was the lady from Thursday and Saturday.
Okay.
Her name's Deb.
Now you'll remember her.
Really? Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't mean to say Smelly Debbie.
Well, when you said it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's her name.
Cato has not been talking about you. No. That was just random, okay?
That's why you don't use your trick.
Yeah, we just lost one listener there.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.